Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Art, have you heard about programs for a guaranteed income? It's a sort of a floor that a government or other entity would pay residents in order to not just give them a leg up, but help them maintain maybe where they are. They're going to give it a try in Gary in a pilot program. And the mayor of Gary, Jerome Prince, Mr. Mayor, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
All right. So tell me about the need or why you think a guaranteed income in the city of Gary would have a positive impact.
So this interview could last forever with me giving you examples of why it's so significant. But, you know, I'll share perhaps a couple anecdotal stories with you or, you know, just give you a basic premise.
Sure.
And so it's not an opportunity or an effort to replace, you know, the social safety nets that are already out there. But Steve, in many instances, and certainly as mayor, and even before then, you know, I encounter people who share stories that, you know, sometimes work two jobs in order to make ends meet. And if they experience some unexpected events such as a car breaking down or, you know, or something along that lines, an expense or an unexpected expense could be catastrophic for those folks. So the idea of this is to provide a little additional incentive or proceeds, if you will, to help them to achieve the greatness that they want to pursue. And, you know, that's largely it. I do want to add that it's actually modeled after a national program, and our involvement here at Gary actually started with me signing on with 40 other mayors across the country who wanted to not only give it a test run or create pilots across the country, but also we're looking for examples that we could use to encourage our national leaders to take a look at it, to implement something like this across the country.
Now, is this built on what happened or what they did in Compton, California? And if so, how did it work? What was the success there?
So you're pretty intuitive. You're absolutely right. Mayor Michael Tubbs, or former mayor, I call him mayor, I prefer to, was the originator of this particular program. And from everything that I've read and the stories that I've heard, it was largely a success. And I say largely because, you know, some of the criticisms things that I have heard from detractors, if you will, or people who just have concern, is that this is just an opportunity to give people money and they're going to spend it on things like alcohol or frivolous, you know, lavish items. And, you know, I think that thought process goes right along with the premise that people are poor or find themselves deprived of situations because of choices. And what I think the Compton experiment certainly proved is that that's not just the case. People are in the conditions they are because they don't have the resources. And I'd like to share just one more anecdotal story, if I will. I encountered a gentleman just last week. And so, you know, periodically I'll run into someone and I'll ask, what would you do with an additional $500 a month? Because it certainly spurs great conversation. And this gentleman shared a personal story with me that he had recently lost his employment because of COVID. And he has a skill. He's an electrician by trade. But he was short some additional credits. And what he suggested to me is that if he just had the resources to complete whatever training he needed, he could then have an opportunity to continue continue to provide for his family and find employment with some other company. And so, again, you know, there's people who are living every day who find themselves in precarious situations, not because they're unemployed, but simply because they don't have the necessary means in order to provide themselves or the families with, you know, the basic needs that that we all require.
You know, Mayor, that, and you alluded to the detractors, they're going to say, look what happened when they increased the unemployment payments. People were making more money at home than they were at work, and so they continued to not work. The critics are going to, they're going to come after you for that. That, you know, you're just giving away people money. You're giving away money to people, and that's going to disincentivize them from working. I think you answered that question, but give me a little bit more about that.
Sure, I'd love to, and I'm glad that you raised the point. I've certainly heard that before, but, you know, to those folks, and I do it in a very sincere manner. You know, my question for them is you know, so let's say the amount that's established here in Gary is $500 sure. a month, right? And so that translates to $6,000 a year. I don't know anyone who would leave their job for $6,000 a year. And so I just don't think that that's a very strong argument. And certainly there's been examples across the country where these programs have already been implemented to the opposite.
Yeah, you know, and I should say just personally, I brought my car into the shop this morning, just wear and tear stuff. A couple things broke, and it was an over $500 bill. You know, and that's happens to everybody. I'm lucky that, you know, I'll be able to take care of it. But you're right. It could be catastrophic for a lot of families.
That's the point that I make. And so in your scenario, you know, not being able for the person who doesn't have those resources and are able to make that necessary expense, you know, that could mean the difference between them having employment, you know, even though it's a meager or modest employment, right? It could mean the
sure,
difference
right.
of them being able to provide what we consider very, very meager sustenance for, you know, their families. And so, yeah, I support the concept 100%. I think it's certainly garnering the necessary attention, which is the purpose of it, you know, to have concrete examples and hopefully, you know, more successful ones than not. And I'm just glad to be able to find a pathway to implement a program like that here in Gary.
Well, so just some nuts and bolts about the Gary program. It's privately funded. It's going to go $500 to, what is it, about 125 city residents?
So the amount is we're targeting 500.
Okay.
They're still working, you know, on the actual nuances of the entire program. But yeah, ultimately, it'd like to achieve $500 at 120 or at least 100 families with a goal of 125, and the period is for 1 year and possibly with an extension for another 6 months.
And so if you want to get in on that and be part of the program, how are you going to choose the 100 families?
It's a great question. So there will be a lottery system. The organizers of the event, so let me make it clear that even though it's billed as the mayor's guaranteed income, in certain municipalities, as you pointed out, it's funded by private donors and not-for-profits. And in this instance in Gary, the actual program is being administered by a nonprofit. As I said, I support it 100%,
sure.
But initially when we heard it, I completely understood and realized that we certainly didn't have the resources here in the city to roll out a program, but I support the concept, and I certainly want it to be there for my colleagues across the country who have found pathways. So I engaged with the nonprofit. I asked them to study this program and, by the way, see if you could find some pathway through various other nonprofits or, you know, philanthropic folks who believed in the concept. And, you know, certainly the national organization of the Mayor's Guaranteed Income have provided the initial seed dollars. And so, again, I just think it's a great program. I think it's a great opportunity. We're certainly getting a lot of inquiries about it. But to answer your question, specifically, it'll be a lottery system. as I understand it, there will be about 4,000 letters sent out to individuals who meet a certain criteria, 18 years or older, 35,000 or less in income, and there was one other that escapes me right now.
That's
but
fine.
Of those 4,000 letters, and based on the responses that we get, the pool of persons who have applied will go into a lottery system, and they'll be selected randomly.
So, Mr. Mayor, we're talking to the mayor of Gary, Jerome Prince, about this guaranteed income program. How will you know if it's a success after a year? How will you measure success?
It's a really fair question. I think success is going to be measured by the individuals who have participated in the program. And, you know, certainly you'll take a look at where they were before the program started. And we'll certainly, have conversations with them and see what their experiences have been. But hopefully out of that, we'll hear very empirical evidence and data shared by them that proves to that success. And that's certainly what I'm looking towards, and very hopeful that that's what we realize out of it.
Well, the possibilities are very exciting. I certainly wish you well. Gary Mayor Jerome Prince, thank you for explaining it for us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future as the program progresses.
Absolutely. Let's check back in after a while.
Okay, you bet. Take care.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.